An extract from The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. Tom and Becky walked down a winding passage inside a cave, holding their candles high. They saw names and dates written on the wall, with candle smoke by other visitors to the cave. Becky and Tom read some of them as they walked along. They were talking so much that it was a little while before they noticed they were now in a part of the cave that had no writing on the wall. They used candle smoke to write their own names on the rock and walked on. Soon, they came to a place where a little stream of water was running. Over the years, the cave wall had been shaped by the running stream, and it looked like a frozen waterfall. Tom went behind it and lit it up with his candle so that Becky could see it better. Behind the stone waterfall, he found an opening in the rock, leading downwards. At once, he wanted to explore it. Becky agreed, and together they started to walk down into the earth. They wound this way and that, far into the cave, making smoke marks here and there to show the way back. This was exciting. They would have a lot to tell their friends above when they returned. In one place, they found a huge open space full of shining stalactites, as long and thick as a man's leg. They walked around it and left by one of the many passages that opened into it. The next place they found was full of bats. There were thousands of them. The candlelight woke them up, and they flew at the candle flames at once. Tom knew this was dangerous and took Becky's hand to hurry her away. He pulled her into the first opening he found, and none too soon, one of the bats put out Becky's candle with its wings as she ran away. The bats chased them quite a long way, but Tom and Becky ran into every new passage that they came to, and at last they got away.